Some of you may know that a little over a week ago, I had spent some time in a hospital. I'll go into detail another time about that, but I will say, fellas, because I will do an issue about that, especially you fellas. I'm going to talk about, you know, that whole blood pressure thing, but that's a whole nother thing right now based on what I want to talk about today. I spent a whole week, and I was kind of even a little depressed while I was in the hospital. They kept me there. And something really interesting happened while I was there. I was in Inova Hospital, which was located in Leesburg, Lansdowne area in Loudoun County. And while I was there, I guess I was there a whole week. And one day, one of the nurses came in. And let me just say, you nurses out there in Inova, Loudoun Hospital out there in Leesburg, you on point. I almost, you know, almost felt like I didn't want to leave. Y'all was so great. At any rate, one day one of the nurses came in and she asked, she was telling me that they have a new program that they're starting, and it was called music therapy program. And that basically, they had this young lady in there who was going to come around with her guitar, and if I was interested, she would come and play her guitar a little bit for me, you know. Of course, I'm a music lover, and that was interesting to me. So I was like, sure, you know, have her come in later on, come in my room or whatever. Now, mind you, while the nurse was in my room telling me about this, I had had some visitors there from my church who were sitting there at the time. And one of them actually spoke up and said, well, you know, he plays the drums for our church and stuff like that. So they took note of that. And I'll tell you what I mean by that when I get to the part. So anyway, just as she promised, she came into the room later that evening. She brought in this young girl, and the young girl had acoustic guitar with her. But what was interesting is she also had a conga drum with her, you know, nice little small conga drum. And she said that I heard that you play drums or whatever, and so I'm going to play some music, and maybe you want to play along with me. So I'm thinking to myself, oh, wow, this is really cool. You know, okay, yay, you know. So she sat down and she asked, you know, was there anything interesting I wanted to have her play and sing? And I was like, doesn't matter to me. I love music, any kind of music, you know what I'm saying, as long as it's groove. And I also took note that we were both, she was a white young lady, and of course we come from two different cultures. So I'm thinking I may name something she may not even know. But if she names something, I'm probably most likely going to know, you know, because I'm an older guy. So the first thing, she looked in her little mobile device and she said, what about, do you know Stand By Me? And I was like, Stand By Me? Yeah, I know Stand By Me. I know Stand By Me when, I think it was Benny King that did it. And then later on, Maurice White, and of course the movie with River Phoenix. So of course I know Stand By Me. Stand By. Anyway, so she got the plan and stuff, and, you know, and she was sounding good. It was sounding sweet. You know what I'm saying? And I'm, as she playing, you know, I got the little conga drum, and I'm giving her like a little calypso beat. Little something like that, you know? And she's singing, and we kind of like in the groove. You know, we vibing off each other. Nice little pocket going on. To the point where she's singing it, y'all, and I'm feeling good about it. We look up at the door, and outside of my room, you got all these doctors and nurses out there standing out there like we've been putting on a show. You know, it was kind of really, it was really, really cool. They was really enjoying it on that floor. So we played the first song, Stand By Me. And then we played another song, gospel song, or a more spiritual inspirational song. And man, that jive. And you talking about somebody feeling good. This, I was like, man, this thing is really cool. I want to know more about this whole musical therapy thing. But it turns out, you know, and I'm looking it up online and stuff, and it turns out that the Inova Loudoun team was teaming up with the community center out there, which is what the woman explained, to for this musical therapy thing where they have people come in to the patients, and they're working on this whole musical therapy thing. How it can, you know, cheer up and their feelings and have them feeling better, which... whether they're going through depression, or me, myself, I was just going through a whole high blood pressure thing that close I'm having a stroke myself. And once again, fellas, I will be talking about this because this is no joke. But at any rate, I just wanted to tell that story, how this whole musical therapy thing was really, really cool. And as they were going to different patients, it really cheers up and perks up the health of people. I mean, it's kind of like, wow, I want to know more about it. And, you know, participated in myself, you know, maybe gather a group together and some of y'all may be interested in doing some stuff like that. So at any rate, I wanted to talk about that. I'm not 100% better, but I'm up there. I'm still in mourning for my best friend Preston too. So, and that's a whole nother story I talk about later as well. And anyway, please have a blessed week, continuation of your week. And I talk to you later. All right. Thanks for tuning in. Peace.